come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. It's that time of the week. Yes, it is the time you've anxiously been awaiting. And if you're nodding your head no, you know you are lying to yourself and those around you. It is time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting and obviously the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world, Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true Theater of the Mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160, better known to the locals as the Talk of the Town. This week, we are excited as we are almost every week, but even more so as our mobile kitchens finds us at Cook's Warehouse in incredible East Cobb. Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions, by Dahlia Onions this time of the year, my friends. For the next few months, we are going to be bathed in the sweetness that is Schumann Produce, the leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian sweet onions. Remember, my friends, if there is tumult in your life, you're not sure whether you're getting real sweet onions. If it doesn't say real sweet on the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
And, of course, by Whole Foods, where value matters, my friends. So don't just go and spend money at a grocery store. Go have a culinary experience. Go and wander the lovely aisles of fresh, local in many cases, but always the tastiest and the most wholesome veg, meat, and even occasional banana pud, just so I can upset Chef Eric. Anyway, it is Whole Foods because value really matters. And by Cutter's Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta on Windward Parkway, remember, my friends, it is the portal to the world of great times, a world of great cigar selections, and a world of friends you have yet to meet. Cutter's Cigar Emporium, it is your portal to the world. And by GoIsrael.com, it is truly a life-changing experience, my friends. If you have not been to Israel, then you have not been to the holiest of holy, the greatest vacation location. It is just an amazing place that you must take the time for you, your family, friends, anyone you love. GoIsrael.com is the way to start. Take a look. It is breathtaking. We were there 10 days. It changed our lives. GoIsrael.com. Put Israel on your list of must-see locations. Well, my friends, as I said earlier, we are here at the incredible, amazing toy store for culinarians. It is Cook's Warehouse, fashionable East Cobb location right next to Whole Foods. And standing by, as he does ordinarily, playing with his cell phone, he is the gargantuan of goodies, the dynamo of delicious. He is our own lovable, cuddly Chef Eric with a K. Holdo.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Such an introduction.
Yes, it's true. It's true. But, you know, you were just in New Orleans last week.
And I was, yes.
You got to try, speaking of Israel, you've eaten the first time outside of Israel where you actually had the Israeli culinary experience.
Absolutely. I went to Alon Shaya's new restaurant, Shaya, on Magazine Street. It's like 4713 Magazine Street.
Is that about 4713 or could it be
4713? 47 or 4913. It's okay. One of the two. It's definitely 13. Starts with a 4.
All right.
It's either 7 or 9 in between. But it's up on Magazine Street, pretty close to where Pizza Domenica is. And it's unbelievable. It's Alon Shaya's own Israeli restaurant. And, I mean, they're making the pita there. They've got an oven to do the pita.
I'm sure he's making his own. Is he making his own tahini?
He was making his own tahini, his own hummus. They did a hummus and lamb ragu on top of it that was just unbelievable. I mean, everything that they made was exactly in keeping with the best food we had in Israel. So you got to go if you're in the New Orleans area. We've talked about Domenica before, which is his joint venture with John Besh. That was fantastic. We went there as well.
Italian.
Yeah.
Well, so you really worked yourself to death while you were there.
Look, when I have my staff meetings, we hold them in New Orleans for certain reasons.
Yes, because you get a lot accomplished.
Well, we do get a lot accomplished. We actually met for 2.5 solid days, but I will say that we had lunch in very fine establishments. We had dinner in fine. Actually, we had breakfast in fine establishments. We went down to Stanley's and had the gumbo, and I introduced them to the potato salad in the gumbo, and that was fantastic. We went to Arnaud's, saw James.
Yes,
and
a fine cigar in the.
A fine cigar. Well, no, no more cigars.
Well, James had posted that he was that they were going to.
Nope.
Not even French 75.
Not French 75. No cigars anywhere. You have to be a tobacconist, a retail dealer, and that which also means you've got to carry pipe tobacco and cigars and cigarettes and everything in order for you to smoke inside. So Harrah's Casino has actually lost $1 million last month from the drop in revenues from smokers not being able to go there, because I guess what happens is a lot of the smokers are playing slot machines. Mm-hmm. And they won't save your slot machine. So if you've been working in your slot machine all day, then you have to go outside to smoke, or maybe you have to take your Rascal and go outside, drag your oxygen tank with your cigarette lighter right next to it. But then, you know, whatever. Any visual you want. You go outside, and they won't save your seat, so they're just not going to that casino. So the city of New Orleans ought to be ashamed of themselves, because there's bars closing left and right in French Quarter. Something that everyone said wasn't going to happen. So these
the unintended consequences that we talk about on our other show.
Government overreach.
Yep.
So there it is. I mean, look, I'm not a big fan of cigarette smoke and establishment either, but if somebody wants to run the business, work in the business, you know, it's not like you can't find a serving job. So it's not
That's
like
right.
servers are have limited choices of where
so
they can go.
So what
work.
Happens is you kill jobs, too.
They did, and they've killed a lot of jobs. Harrah's was about to lay off 400 people.
Yeah.
And then somebody reminded them that they have a contract when they open Harrah's at the very beginning that requires them to always have 2,500 local people employed. So they had to drop that idea. So, you know, I'm sure they'll drop other services and things like that.
Sure. It's inevitable outreach of big government. But anyway, one thing that we don't have to worry about here in big government is we are big guys who get big-named authors who have made a big name for themselves in many culinary ways, and occasionally we invite one to be on the show, and our next guest is no exception. Did you see the way I tied Big in
that's,
there?
That's very good.
It's what happens when you're a professional. She is a chef.
How would you know?
Because her and I have talked.
No, I'm talking about the professional part, about you being...
Well, that's what I've been told.
Okay.
I wouldn't know. But she is an exceptional author. She is a chef that... When you hear her recipes, you will just drool all over yourself. And if you get her books, you will absolutely drool all over yourself. Although she does have a disclaimer in there about drooling on yourself. She's not responsible for the dry cleaning bills. And she's also a mycologist, which I thought, what is really, really, what does culinary have to do with lipstick and all that other stuff? Then I found out.
Mycology.
It's no. Mushrooms.
Yes.
Okay, well, okay. In your world, it's mushrooms. In my world, it's... I dated some gals that were in that profession.
I think
not
the
mushrooms.
Cosmetologist.
Yeah, close enough. It's got an ologist in it. You know, that's what it is. But anyway, she is all those things and so much more. A delightful personality, a great guest speaker, and she is here with us today. Let's give it up for the effervescent mycologist, chef, author at all... Eugenia Bone!
Oh, thank you.
Intro, right?
Boys.
Yes, it's exciting. I mean, we had a chance to introduce you to our audience a few weeks ago with your interview. And Chef Eric, you were excited. You actually cleared your schedule so that you could be here this afternoon to work with Eugenia. And I thought that was nice of you.
Absolutely.
Ordinarily, you're too snobby to do that. You leave it to me.
Pretty much. I'm actually heading down to the airport after we leave here. But, I was very interested in the concepts that she writes about and blogs about on her a couple of different sites, I guess, that you have.
Yeah.
and Eugenia Bone, and the other one is...
I have the Kitchen Ecosystem.
The Kitchen Ecosystem.
.com. Yeah, yeah.
So, but anyway, so her recipes, I think, are going to be quite impressive. We're going to hear about them when we get back. But the common theme that you'll see through some of them is some of the product used in one becomes part of the product of the next dish. And it's a neat way to use things that maybe you didn't think about using before.
It creates almost a kitchen ecosystem.
There you got it.
So Chef and the Fat Man live from the incredible Cook's Warehouse East Cobb with Eugenia Bone taking it to the streets of Mayretta.